Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So quite often there are a lot of negative stories.
Oh, every day.
A lot of sad stories.
Right.
But I do have to tell you that whenever there's a good story, I think it's important that we share it.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So Melanie and I woke up this morning to a video that you shared with us. You sent it to my Twitter at Bubba's Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You sent it to our Facebook page. You sent it to our at Star Pittsburgh Twitter. And that was you in the video, right?
Yes, it was.
And who filmed the video?
One of my coworkers.
So
filmed it for me.
So tell everybody what happened and why you filmed the video and sent it to us.
Well, I left work. I work at the VA, you know, and it's not been easy at the VA. There's been lots of downsizing and things like that. Just a little backstory real quick. And, you know, so money's kind of hard to come by. So I left to go pick up lunch for a coworker and my who treated me. So while I was leaving from picking up lunch, I noticed something in the road. So I drove past, and, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm very curious. So I stopped, pulled over, and here it was a wallet laying in the middle of the road. So I picked it up, you know, okay, let me reach, find the person who it is, thinking it's someone from here at the VA to return it to them. I open up the wallet, look inside, and there's like $1,000 cash.
What?
$1,000 in cash?
$1,000 cash money, crisp bills, brand new, just laying in the middle of the road. So, you know, for me, I was going through all types of emotions because, for one, actually tomorrow I'm supposed to fly to Florida to check on my family because I have a sister in Bahamas that we really haven't heard from in a couple of days.
Whoa. Oh, Corey, Corey.
Oh, no.
Yes. So, so I'm trying to muster up as much as I can to take down there to help them out. So this was, to me, like, what do I do? You know, like,
you just found a wallet with $1,000 in cash.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
In the state that I'm in, where I know I really could use that to help out my family in Florida. But, you know, my humanitarian side and came out, and as I was walking back to my car where I parked, where the wallet was, I found an ID, I found a bank card. So this stuff had fallen out of the wallet. And once I looked at all the IDs and everything, I saw that it was this kid that was in college. I came back to my desk. I looked him up on Facebook, sent messages. He went to Point Park, so I called Point Park. And then after scrolling on his Facebook page, I saw that he played basketball. So I attempted to reach out to the coaches because I knew if anybody could get a hold of this kid, it would be the coaches. So I called the administrative office, told them what happened, gave him his student ID number because it was in the car, and said, hey, listen, here's my number. Tell him to call me whenever you can get a hold of him, please. They're like, have him call me before he has to cancel all of his stuff because I know that's a pain.
Right, but there's two things that make me scratch my head. And one, why does a college student have $1,000 in a wallet? And two, why does a college student have $1,000 in a wallet?
Stop it.
That's not bad.
Yes. No, but...
That would be the type of thing I could imagine my son doing. Like, I'm not putting money in the bank.
Okay, but anyway.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, well.
Go ahead, Corey. Finish.
Call the administration.
So right when I was leaving work, that's when I decided, okay, let me make a video and see if this can go out. So I talked to my coworker and said, hey, let's shoot a video real quick. Let's put it out there, try and get it posted up to everybody and see if we can get a hold of this kid. Because I was a little nervous that I didn't hear from him. You know, some hours went past.
Yeah.
So he finally called me. He was ecstatic. He was very happy. And I met up with him on my way home. and gave it to him. And he explained to me that, you know, he got a scholarship to play basketball, and that was some of his scholarship money he had to deposit into his account for school.
There you go, Bob.
So, you know, all in all, it worked out. I felt good. I just wanted to make a video and share it, you know, because of what's going on right now with all this craziness in the world. I just thought that would be good. People see, look, people can do good, you know.
Yes. And,
you know, even though it was very hard at first, like I mentioned earlier, with what I have to deal with, you know, tomorrow, you know, because $1,000 would be very helpful for a lot of people, especially my family in Florida right now.
I hope, first of all, we truly hope everybody is okay. Corey, in your family, I want to talk about that really quickly, but I also want to say that, can we share your video if we're permitted? We're asking you. Okay. And B, my question is this to you, before we get into this Bahamas and Florida thing, this goes back to that question everybody always asks. If you find a purse, a money bag, a wallet on the street, what do you do? Do you take it?
Yes.
Do you keep it? What do you do? What do you do? What's the right thing to do?
I have a strong conscience, you know, and not everyone thinks the same way. You know, so with me, I'm the type of person, if I see something, I'm going to do my, and there's a way to reach out to the person that lost it. I'm going to do my best to find it.
I don't know if
so
I could keep it.
I believe in karma. I have a strong belief in karma, so.
What was the interaction between you and this young man, and we're not going to say his name on the radio, when you gave him back his money? Was he, I assume he was happy.
Oh my gosh.
Was he thankful?
He was very happy because, like I mentioned, he was at the gas station and he said that he was just thinking about all this stuff. You know, 19-year-old kid, you know, he's not in the exact state of mind. So he said he put his wallet in his car and drove off. And he didn't realize it until he got all the way to the bank when he was looking for everything. He's like, I was tearing up my car. I was looking everywhere.
Wow.
He said he was driving up and down Freeport Road for a couple hours looking for it, and then he went back to his dad's shop. His dad has a shop on Freeport Road, and just kind of had to break the news to his dad that he lost, you know, his school money.
Wow.
So, So when he finally got the call from the school that somebody had his wallet, you know, at first he thought, oh, well, at least I'll get my bank card back and my license. He didn't think the cash would be there. You know, so I told him, I said, no, dude, it's all there, man. Like, I'm an honest guy. You know, I'm not going to steal.
Corey.
I don't need to. You know, that's not for me.
Well, Corey, hang on. Do you mind talking about what's going on with your family in the Bahamas?
Oh, sure. I don't mind.
Okay, hang on for a second. Hang on a second. Corey found a wallet with $1,000 in it, put together a video, and returned the wallet to a 19-year-old college student from Point Park University. And I got to tell you, that is a very, very difficult choice. So, you are getting on a plane. Are you originally from Florida, or does your family just currently live there?
No, I'm originally from Florida. I moved here in 2002.
Now, what part of Florida are you from?
Fort Lauderdale, but I was actually born and raised in Cocoa Beach.
Okay.
My family right now is stretched all through Florida. So I have a brother in Jacksonville right now that was getting pounded yesterday. I have family in Orlando. My parents live in Fort Lauderdale still. And my aunts, uncles all up and down the coast. And my sister actually lives in Nassau with her family. So
Nassau, Bahamas.
Gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Corey.
So what is going on? Obviously, the nationwide, worldwide big news story is Dorian, which is the hurricane that literally set up shop over the Bahamas. And the videos that we've seen online have been beyond tragic. I have no words to describe it. So your sister lives in Nassau. Is that where Nassau is? Is that one of the islands that got pounded?
Freeport was the island that got hit the worst. That's where the hurricane, the eye kind of sat for like 24 hours and just destroyed them. And Nassau definitely was in some of the strong bands. So the only thing is, you know, with their telecommunications and their networking, you know, a lot of that got knocked out. So really, the communication is very limited.
So why does your sister live there?
She moved there because her husband ended up getting deported in the late 90s back to Bahamas, and he could not get his citizenship, so she decided to move there.
Okay, and so since Dorian came through, you have not heard from your sister or her family?
No, we have not been able to get in touch with them just yet. But having gone through hurricanes, I've been through, I can't even tell you the amount of hurricanes I've been through as a kid. And we kind of know the process, you know. So, you know, the old saying, like, no news is good news. So we're just taking it to the fact that, you know, they just haven't been able to reach out and communicate to us yet, you know, as far as via landline or, you know, with cell phone or trying to link up, you know, with the internet or something like that. So,
Corey, my head's spinning thinking of all of this that you're going through right now.
So, and this sounds like a dumb question because it probably is. So you're flying to Florida. Like, what are you going to do when you get there? Like, what's the plan for you?
Well, I'm bringing a lot of stuff with me, like old clothes for kids and things like that, that we have to, because I know they have a lot of, areas there where you can donate, and they'll ship stuff over to Bahamas, you know, for donations. So when I get there, I'll meet up with my family, go around, see if any of the other family members need any help with their house, you know, cleaning it out, if any of them got flooded, anything needs to be moved, just whatever I can do, you know. And like I said, that's why when I had that $1,000 yesterday, I'm just looking like, wow, you know, this could do a lot, you know, for somebody down there or away, but this kid here probably needs it more, you know?
Wow. Well, listen, yeah. Obviously our thoughts and our prayers are with your sister, and
we pray
that she and her family are okay, and that the only reason you've not heard from her in the Bahamas is simply because she can't get in touch with you. But you, my friend Corey, are everything that is right about the world today.
Mm-hmm.
You, because I got to tell you, after the whole news story with what happened with the little girl and
Nalani,
the mom and the dad, mm-hmm. not the mom and the dad, I mean with her and the getting kid, the whole story had me mm-hmm. so discouraged that there just aren't very many good people left in the world. And that
right.
even though you may think that those people are good, they turn around and they're not. You provided, if only me, and I'm not speaking on behalf of Melanie or our Bubba Show family, but you provided me today with some hope that there are still some good people like us out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, you're going to bring a tear to my eye. It's too early for that.
Corey, can you please keep in touch with us? When are you heading down to Florida, flying down?
I'll be getting out tomorrow. Now, granted, if the flights aren't canceled, if, you know, they're still accepting planes and everything, because I just don't know the condition, you know, for most of those. But when I saw the news that it was coming, I submitted time, you know, last week so that I could leave on Friday, mm-hmm. You know, to get down there. So, yeah, I'll have to see when I get there. Hopefully they don't cancel anything. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
I want you to keep in touch with us so we know what's going on.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
Yes.
Well, listen, Corey, thank you so much for sharing your story with our Bubba Show family. The timing of it could not have been any better. And like Melanie said, please keep us up to date on your sister and everything going on. And if there's ever, ever, ever anything that we can do to help, do not hesitate mm-hmm. to ask, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and don't never change. Stay amazing.
Yeah, stay. You did the right thing. You did the
thank
right
you guys.
Thing.
I love you, Corey.
And y'all, I love you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.